you go, Sue. Good morning. This is the May 30th, Wednesday AM session of the Portland City Council. Sue, please call the roll.
Here.
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 Here. Good morning.
Welcome to the Portland City Council. The City Council represents all Portlanders and meets to do the city's business. The presiding officer preserves order and decorum during City Council meetings so that everyone can feel welcome, comfortable, respected, and safe. To participate in Council meetings, you may sign up in advance with the Council Clerk's Office for communications to briefly speak about any subject. You may also sign up for public testimony on resolutions or the first readings of ordinances. Your testimony should address the matter being considered at the time. When testifying, please state your name for the record. Your address is not necessary. Please disclose if you are a lobbyist. If you are representing an organization, please identify it. The presiding officer determines the length of testimony. Individuals generally have 3 minutes to testify unless otherwise stated. When you have 30 seconds left, a yellow light goes on, and when your time is done, a red light goes on. If you are in the audience and would like to show your support for something that is said, please feel free to do a thumbs up. If you want to express that you do not support something, please feel free to do a thumbs down. Disruptive conduct such as shouting or interrupting testimony or council deliberations will not be allowed. If there are disruptions, a warning will be given that further disruption may result in the person being ejected for the remainder of the meeting. After being ejected, a person who fails to leave the meeting is subject to arrest for trespass. Thank you for helping your fellow Portlanders feel welcome, comfortable, respected, and safe.
Thank you. First up is communication. Sue, if you could read the first individual's name, please.
Request of David Keith Davis to address council regarding city-sponsored political terrorism, and that's item 531.
So, I wanted to address you guys about the war on cop watchers and how Portland's in a constitutional crisis, and you guys don't seem to respect the Constitution, and I'm more pointing out Nick Fish and Ted Wheeler specifically. And Ted Wheeler, don't interrupt me this time when I'm talking, okay? Because this is my time, not yours. And you too, Nick Fish. There's rules to this thing, just like the ones he read off, okay? Now, Jeff Black, the filmmaker, is working on the murder of Quanis Hayes. You know, he had talked about the war on cop watchers last week at the John Elifritz hearing, press conference outside. And he was talking about how that's a violation of the DOJ settlement, too. And especially if some of us might have some mental illnesses, which there are certain people, I'm not going to name names, but there are people that do have mental illnesses that are cop watchers, okay? And so you guys, with your unconstitutional war on cop watchers, are guilty of retaliation, ADA violations, civil rights violations, conspiracy to deny civil rights, which is a felony. And this is all going to be brought to federal court here pretty soon, because you want to know what? We're getting a team of lawyers on our side. Your little days are numbered, okay? The menacing, abusive, unconstitutional behavior at City Hall and by the Portland police needs to end. We should be able to at least film the police without dealing with all these various things, from illegal arrest to getting stabbed, like Eli got stabbed. And oh, they didn't find any charges. Then there's John Hughes here, who's, you know, he's in the paper, K2, all over. Man indicted on new murder charges and gun charges. That's Pete Simpson's relative, who lived at his mom's house up until recently. And he choked Robbie Estabrook's girlfriend when she went to film outside of Pete Simpson's mom's house and also sawed his phone in half. The judge and the DA dropped the charges, and then they gave Eli $250,000 bail for filming the police. So you guys are letting people that actually murder members of the community, choke women, attack cop watchers, smash their phones, smash their cameras. My camera was destroyed by an out-of-town mayor. The DA didn't find anything about that. Ted Wheeler, you said I threatened your daughter and your wife.
Thank you.
When I organized a protest outside of your house.
Thank you.
That is constitutionally protected, and that is not a threat. And I didn't even know you had a daughter. But if
Mr.
I did
Davis,
know you, if I did know
please,
you have a daughter, I still would have a protest outside of your house.
Thank you. That's not what I was referring to.
Next individual,
please. Next individual, please.